Welcome back to the Voice of the Millennials with myself, Yasin Kippy. It's time for a film review with Muazzam Mir joining us now from Kenya. Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikum salam wa rahmatullah, Sidi. It's great to be back. It's been a very long time towards the end of the summer period of 2018, so we can catch up on the latest blockbusters. And inshallah, today we'll be talking about Crazy Rich Asians, a movie that's actually doing quite successfully at the moment. And that it's based off a book of the same name, Crazy Rich Asians, an international bestseller. It's a romantic comedy that's a rom-com, which is not really something that we tend to you know, review on this show a lot. But we'll talk about it for various reasons. And essentially, it's got an old Southeast Asian cast. The story is old as time. It's about a very rich man who has fallen in love with a poor girl and the class conflicts that ensue. And it's packaged and delivered in this large sort of ethnic bonanza, and this huge, it's very well made, and it's quite extravagant because of the, you know, the costumes. But beneath it all, it's based off a very predictable formula. But one thing that I can certainly say about this film, which is certainly it sort of shows a step in the right direction of Hollywood, is that it's actually a mainstream Hollywood movie with an all Southeast Asian cast. And earlier on this year, we had a mainstream Hollywood movie which was a phenomenal hit with mainly an old black cast. That was Black Panther. Mm-hmm. And so I think that this is a great step in the direction of diversity in Hollywood. And I've mentioned this before, and I'm going to mention it again. I'm waiting for the day when we can have an all Muslim cast depicting Muslims in a positive sort of relatable light, because I went into this movie fearing that it was going to be ripe with quite some stereotypes about the Far East and about Chinese people. But I was glad to find it rather nuanced. There were a lot of things that I couldn't relate to, because I could tell that it was catering towards a particular kind of audience. And I in fact spoke to some of my friends and university colleagues who were from this background, and they were quite pleased with the movie because it depicted a lot about their culture, which was correct, which is relevant, which is relatable. And so I found that pleasing.
That's what I also thought. It's really similar to, like, it's like an Asian Black Panther, but it also has some similar themes when it comes to materialism, and there's certainly been some critiques as well about the film, as there were critiques about Black Panther. I know that the author, Kevin Kwan, his intention in writing the book in 2013 was to, he said, introduce a contemporary Asia to a North American audience. And, you know, from a economic and political perspective, the rise of the global South, China becoming an economic superpower.
I think that the movie did touch on these. I haven't read the book, but I think that the movie did touch on these themes explicitly in certain parts. I do recall right at the beginning of the movie, there's a quote from Napoleon where he says, "Let China sleep, because when China awakens, it will rumble the entire world." And the context in which he was speaking was during the early stages of colonialism, when much of the East and much of even the Far East was relatively economically stagnant. And I think that people had predicted for a long, very long time, and even quite recently, people are predicting that once China sort of emerges, and once countries like India start developing economically, they'll become unstoppable. And the film does depict the people sort of at the forefront of such developments, and how quickly these developments, in terms of economic developments, rather, progressed. So one of the early scenes in this movie, and this isn't really a spoiler, was from the mid-90s, when some of these Chinese characters were in Britain, and they were treated quite racistly by some of the people there. And when it turned out that they were actually billionaires, of course, as the world is quite materialistic, the way the popular side treated them was quite much more polite, and it showed that people had the stereotype of China or of the Far East, and how that quickly changed within because these economies are developing at breakneck speed. And it does show a nouveau riche sort of culture that's emerging within countries like Singapore, where there are a lot of families that quickly acquire new money. And the thing that they say about people with new money is that they tend to be slightly more gaudy, slightly more tacky with the way they spend their with the way they spend their money. And they actually discuss this, the new money people, as opposed to the old money people who've been quite wealthy for generations, which is actually rarer. They make an effort to suggest that new money is something that's more prevalent within these regions than old money. And in terms of materialism, I think that the film does tend to depict the way different cultures sort of perceive wealth and perceive wealth making, essentially. So for instance, it's actually a theme that's quite prevalent nowadays, an ethnic person growing up in the West and how they have to sort of balance their two cultures. So the one of the main protagonists, Constance Wu, she is a Chinese American, and so she has American cultural tendencies whilst also understanding Chinese culture to a degree. And the contrast that she feels towards the richer people in Singapore is that the richer people in Singapore, especially the old money, is they feel that they've attained their money by sticking to a sort of status quo, towing the party line, and sticking as unit within the family, even though the individual may not enjoy that. There's no room for individualism, and that is what they feel their key to success is, financial or otherwise. Whilst in the U.S., there's this culture of, you know, individualism and following your passions and following your dreams. And I think that that does depict the differences within the cultures in the way they perceive success and in the way they perceive financial success and the importance of financial success or lack thereof. I feel like there's a lot of people who don't get the point of the movie, but when they watch these people's lifestyles, it's sort of chasing after celebrity lifestyles, chasing after materialism, which really wasn't the point of the movie. In my perspective, the point of the movie is even though you have all these so-called good things, there's a lot of problems that came with it within the family. There's a lot of power dynamic.
Gender and how gender is portrayed, especially by Hollywood these days. I know that there was recently a British film last year that was shot and released by Oz Arshad called Finding Fatima. It's really a Muslim rom-com set in Manchester, and one of the themes there is really talking about Islamic masculinities, and there's a scene where the protagonist cries, the male, he cries on his mother's lap while reflecting on the loss of his father. There's a range of macho characters with vulnerabilities, and even in Black Panther, the role of the powerful black woman is seen as well. How is gender brought forward in Crazy Rich Asians?
I think there are certain characters within the movie that certainly do show sort of women empowerment, and to a degree, I think also to have the loss of the way certain men are depicted. So, for example, the patron of the house, the father figure of the wealthy young family, he is nowhere in the picture of the movie. He is actually into the entire theme of the film, from the starting to the ending, he is either on a business trips or he is sort of away from the family, you know, making money. So the sort of head of the family is the grandmother and the protagonist's mother, and they're sort of depicted as the powerful women in charge of the family. The protagonist actually goes on to say that there's very few men in my family, and the women, on the other hand, are all depicted as very powerful, very wealthy, very classy women. Men in society nowadays are having some sort of a crisis, because for a very long time men have been considered, you know, the providers of families and the main breadwinners. And when you have a man such as this one in the movie, who's depicted as some sort of a, you know, outcast, some sort of a lowly figure who's not very successful, it makes men sort of question their purpose in life. And this movie does raise such questions that are being asked in society today, but it doesn't tend to provide any answers, which doesn't really tend to help the plight of men. So
Yeah.
It's very interesting to see the development in which gender relations is taking in Hollywood.
Absolutely, quite interesting themes they found in the film Crazy Rich Asians, and that was a good review by Mazamir. Thank you so much, and we look forward to the next review.